This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, December 31st. God's word to you today is His sheep. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 30, verse 21, and it says, "Your own ears will hear Him. Right behind you, a voice will say, 'This is the way you should go, whether to the right or to the left.'" Psalm 23, verse 2 says, "He makes me lie down in green pastures." Making the sheep lie down is compelling the sheep to lie down in green pastures. Left to us, there are certain things that we will not miss, but we are going to start by praying that God, the Good Shepherd, will make us, compel us not to miss our green pastures. We will not wander away from our green pastures. You're going to say, "Father, make me, compel me, force me to stay in my green pastures so that I will not miss my green pastures." Pray that when you get to your green pastures, you will not go past it, that God will make you stay and feast in your green pastures. Pray that God will make your children and even your great-grandchildren lie down in green pastures. They will not wander into the parched places, into the dry land. That God will compel them by His Holy Spirit, because even when we are long gone, God's Spirit remains. Pray that God will compel them, force them to lie down in green pastures. Father, we have given you permission today for our generations yet unborn, that you will force them to stay in green pastures of the God of heaven. Now pray that God will make God's favorite house lie down in green pastures and feast for life. That God's favorite house will not wander into the parched places. Pray for every branch of God's favorite house and every family represented in God's favorite house, that God will compel His church to lie down in green pastures. Psalm 23, verse 2 says, "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters." Largely, the difference between a person that will fulfill his destiny and the person that would not is the leading of the Holy Spirit. You're going to pray that you will not lack the leading of God, that as God leads you, you will obey Him in the name of Jesus. Pray for your children and pray for God's favorite house. Pray that as you see, you will act, and as you hear, you will do. Ask God to give you a heart that is completely obedient and aligned with Him. Pray in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, you are the great shepherd, and I am your sheep. Father, lead me to the north, south, east, and west, and help me walk in step with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.